Director of Forestry Fitzgerald Providence said, bushfires can have many negative impacts on the environment. He said bushfires expose the vegetation to erosion when it rains, resulting in land slippage and other serious issues.
It's important not to set these bushfires. One, it destroys the vegetation. When you burn the vegetation, it opens the area to erosion because that vegetative cover that helps to protect the soil is no longer there. And that it's removed, and therefore when you have rains, there will be erosion.
Mr. Providence said, bushfires kill many plant and animal species that get caught in these blazes and can even result in loss of property. He added that the smoke from bushfires also negatively affects people who have respiratory ailments.
Also, the burning of the grass also destroys both plants and also wildlife that may be in there. Also, when they get away, they can impact on persons' livelihood in terms of persons' homes or what we call watch houses can be damaged. Also, the environmental aspect in terms of when that smoke gets up, the smoke and debris from the burning bush gets up in the air, it can be a strain on persons who already have respiratory ailments such as asthma and so on. It's not very good for the atmosphere to have these bushfires going.
Mr. Providence is therefore appealing to people to desist from setting bushfires on Kronglands without seeking the requisite permissions and having the relevant safety precautions in place.
You can be prosecuted under the law if you're caught burning bushfires, particularly on Kronglands. If you are to do any burning on Kronglands, you must seek permission to do such. And therefore, if you don't have permission, you have penalties that can be brought upon you at that time in terms of burning. And also, when you burn and you may damage people's property, you're also liable for that. And we just ask persons not to burn the vegetation. And if you have to, if you're clearing land for your planting of agricultural produce, we ask that you control that burn and you don't leave it exposed or unattended so that it doesn't get out of hand.
Director of Forestry, Fitzgerald Providence. I am Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.